Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host this evening, and I want to say thank you to Don Newsome and Seth over at BBS Radio for providing us with such a wonderful platform to raise consciousness using media. I have a real treat this evening as my guest. It's Royce Krueger. He is an amazing, amazing man that I would love to adopt as a family member, and you'll find out why in just a minute. His professional mission is to enable others to achieve what truly matters most to them. In other words, to help them achieve their fondest dreams. And I see that to be true. Royce is one of the senior advisors for a wonderful new portal called youpublish.com. So what I'd like you to do, being this is internet, is to go to www.youpublish.com and check out that site, register, it's free. You can publish anything you want, any file you want, be it music, poetry, a book, anything. And it's a place where you can actually sell your work and get to keep 50% of the profits, which is practically unheard of. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. And what Royce is offering this evening to everyone listening is three free ebooks, and the titles are, one of them, I can't wait to read it. I haven't yet, but they're all very good. It's Taming the Email Tiger, and another one is The Process of Achieving the Impossible Goal, and another one is Wealth, the Most Unselfish Process. And what you'll do is you'll go to this link that I'm about to give you to collect your three free gifts from Royce. It's www.youpublish.com. That's youpublish.com/files, F-I-L-E-S, /6571, and that'll get you right there. And it says Spiritual Hollywood Gift by Royce Krueger. And Mark Victor Hansen and James Skinner are the other two senior advisors with Royce for youpublish.com, which is, as I said, an amazing, incredible new website that's very much like it combines all three of these things, MySpace, Facebook, and Amazon.com, because you can actually purchase things there. And a lot of the content is free. And a lot of the content that's free is really incredible and amazing. And a little bit of a summary about Royce before I bring him on is that he was a co-founder of Franklin Covey, the world's largest training and development company. He is the author of 101 ebooks with James Skinner and Mark Victor Hansen. Amazingly, Royce has consulted with hundreds of multinational companies, including numerous Fortune 500 companies. He is known for increasing personal and organizational productivity. This man, in my mind, is a legend. And without further ado, I'd like to bring on Royce Krueger. Hi, Royce.
Hi, Kate. It's absolutely a pleasure to be with you this evening.
Wonderful. Thanks for making time. You're up at your mountain cabin right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm at 8,000 feet in the Rocky Mountains and enjoying a beautiful blue sky with fluffy white clouds floating overhead.
You know, I can actually hear that in your voice. That's great. Fantastic. So I just am so excited about to even have been any kind of part of the youpublish.com. I call it an explosion. I'm even wearing the name tag from the YouPublish event that John and I went to. I'm still wearing my name tag right now just in memory of that event for our interview tonight, because it was really an incredible event. Again, everybody, if you would go to www.youpublish.com, you'll see what we're talking about. And if you want to call in and ask Royce any questions at all or just make a comment, you can call toll-free at 877-876-5227, and that's in the U.S. Toll free for Canada only is 888-815-9756, and the direct line there at BBS is 530-876-3222. And again, that's youpublish.com, youpublish.com. So what I'd like to know, Royce, is what are some of your favorite titles on YouPublish?
Oh, you know, there are so many interesting ones. We have on the site, we have files of all sorts that are published. One of my favorite is The Jedi Knights.
Yes.
Someone has written about how you can become and how you can use the talents of a Jedi Knight. I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
There's The Greatest Threat to Your Your Health by Randy Winsong. My gosh, that what you know, he talks about some issues about what is threatening our health.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one, Eternal Youth and Immortality. Wouldn't we all like that one?
Yes.
And Sibling Rivalry in a Band.
Hmm. Really?
Here's another one that's very interesting. I Am Lake Tahoe.
Mm.
Footprints in the Sand sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And How to Make $1 Million by Talking to Yourself. What you say is what you get.
That's great.
And the list goes on. There's over, right now, we're very pleased with the library that's being created there. We've got over 5,000 publications on the site, over half of which are free.
And that happened rather quickly, didn't it, after you launched the site?
It did. On May 7th, we launched. We found that we had over 5,000 users very quickly. I checked the count prior to the call. We've got 5,300 users that are registered on the site.
Fantastic. Yeah,
and,
boy, I call it an explosion.
It is totally an explosion, and people are receiving us with wide open arms, and it's going well.
Yes.
Of course, we would love to see that into the millions, and we're working and endeavoring to get to that point, because we think when we build that superstore, many, many people will be able to come from all over the world, find solutions to the challenges and problems that they're facing, and be able to express freely their talents with the world.
Absolutely, and that just gives me God bumps, I like to call them, thinking about that, because, you know, to offer such a wonderful portal like this is impacting online publishing in a whole new way that's causing everybody to be able to express their most inner feelings, thoughts, and gifts almost at the speed that they can think them, to publish them just that fast. So it is bringing the world together in one place, and it is a supermarket.
It really is. And we have families joining together and as a family presenting their gifts to the world, everywhere from the youngest child in the family to mom and dad who are giving some very mature advice to people. So, and we have individuals, we have people who are just coming in off the streets who are looking for themselves, that are expressing themselves. We have professionals in psychology, in marriage and family relations expressing themselves. We're even going to be having, in the next couple of weeks, Stephen Covey's going to be putting some of his materials up on our site.
Wonderful. And everybody knows who Stephen Covey is, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and the 4 Roles of Leadership. Wait, did he do that one too, or just the 7 Habits?
No, he did the 4 Roles of Leadership, also created by his organization.
And the Organizational Effectiveness Cycle?
Yes, and
what
the
matters most.
That's right.
And focus and the 4 disciplines and the crucial conversations.
Yes, and crucial conversations was actually created by a group called Vital Smarts, headed by a gentleman by the name of Joseph Grinney, a brilliant man.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Now, I'm very curious, Royce, how you became so interested in Asian history that you have degrees in Japanese language and Asian history, and educational psychology. That's incredible. What was it that really compelled you to get to know the Asian history so much?
I had the opportunity as a young man, age 19, to go to Japan, to Hong Kong, and to spend over two years there, almost 3 years in Asia. I became very familiar with the Asian culture. I came back to Hawaii and went to a university there and received my degree in Asian history and Japanese language and educational psychology. And I have probably spent 80% of my working life in Asia.
Wow.
Or dealing with Asians. So it's you might say that I'm just one of these Halle boys from Hawaii that's Asian at heart.
That's great. And it's just a wonderful, I mean, it really connects you to the whole world to be so immersed in their language like that, because the Asian culture is, you know, we all know that they're very innovative on so many things, and to be able to speak with them as if you're one of their own is, I mean, I'm sure they're very honored by that.
Yeah, and you know, the Japanese people, Korean people, Thai people, the Chinese, They're just absolutely wonderful people. They're very industrious. They've worked very hard in this century to bring their countries out of poverty and into the world domain of commerce, and they do very, very well. And also, they have very intriguing cultures, the way they live with each other, the great historical background, you know, 2,800 years of written history in China. you know, it just makes our very short American history pale in the depth that they have with their spiritual depth, of their knowledge, of their strength. And it's just amazing. I truly do admire the Asians.
And they're so humble, too.
They're very humble, very industrious, very caring. I think the people of Thailand, the people of Japan, are some of the most caring people that I meet in the world.
And I agree with you that they just have a certain presence about them. And when I say presence, I mean it more than just in the sense of how they look. It's more in the sense of being in the moment.
Yeah, the courtesy that it's almost, you almost feel like it's genetic. But as you get in the homes and the families, and you get very intimate and close with these families, you see that it's passed intergenerationally, and it's expected of the children to pass on these great qualities of human interaction, of personal interrelationship skills. And the Asians are truly a model to me in this dimension.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I watched you on stage, and I mentioned to you that you are a master at diplomacy. And I'm just wondering if some of the cultural things you've picked up in the Asian history studies and speaking the language and spending so much time there is part of what helped you hone that wonderful skill, because people aren't really born with that. You need to learn it.
I think at a very young age, 19 being young, I was thrust into the international arena by interest and by skill set. And I started to rub shoulders with international people. And I'll have to admit, it's not only the Asians, but I've had some great South African friends, friends in Kenya, friends in Britain, Great Britain, and so forth, all over the globe, that have helped me to understand the value and the importance of building strong friendships, strong trust. In fact, I know of a business that's been doing business in Singapore, Southeast Asia, Japan. They've been doing business now for well over 100 years, this particular business, and they do not have a single written contract with their vendors. They work everything on a handshake.
That is amazingly inspiring.
It is inspiring, and you run into examples like that, and you start to study it, and you start to question some of the common practices that you're raised with. And I think this has really assisted me to maybe gain a little different belief structure, a little different structure in how you deal with human beings.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a really wonderful model. Is there a website for what you're speaking of that our listeners can go to and check that out, or something to Google where they can learn more about that philosophy?
Oh, you know, that's something I probably should write about.
Yeah.
I thank you for making that inspire me to do that. That should possibly be something I would do. If I created anything, if I wrote anything right now, I would call it alliance development, building strong alliances, and meeting the alliances based on the interpersonal skills, not just on the power of the contract.
Yes. Yes. It's a human factor. It's like, to me, what I'm hearing you say is that all of these people, their spirit recognizes the spirit in the other person, and the contract isn't necessary because that's what they're honoring in each other. Does that make sense?
It does. And then probably the value that a contract has on top of that is just to make sure cross-culturally and cross-language that the terms are understood. So I would say an agreement of some form in writing is good, because it clarifies the terms, but it does not become the basis for the relationship, because I do believe it's spirit to spirit. I do believe that people feel there's a greater power larger than them, be it they call it the universe or God or whatever they put that label. They feel that there are some guidelines that's greater than them that they need to adhere to.
That's beautiful. Just beautiful. And, you know, I don't know if you know this about me, but one of the hats I wear is talent manager for almost 3 decades. I've been in the entertainment industry, and a lot of our listeners tonight are entertainment industry, so this is a perfect interview to share with them and introduce to them youpublish.com. And, you know, contracts are important to me, and when I first joined the Talent Managers Association, we had an 18-page contract that I was to adhere to and to give to actors to sign. And it gave me responsibilities that I didn't want any part of.
Yes.
I didn't want to take out a life insurance policy on an actor. That's not what I want. I just want to explain the terms and guidelines so that it's understood that it's a mutually beneficial agreement, And I condensed that contract down to one page.
Yeah.
And that's what I use. I won't use anything else. I would never give anyone something to sign that would scare the heck out of me.
Kate, I totally agree with you. I do believe in the importance of law. I do think there's a role for attorneys in this world.
Yes.
I've worked with them. But just to give you an example, if our listeners are on the site right now, if they go to the bottom of any page and just click on our terms of use and look at the terms of use we put up on You Published, normally people are very shocked at how simple and easy to read they are.
Mm.
And
very considerate.
And we want to make it simple, easy for people to understand. But yet at the same time, we do have a terms of use that's written, and we ask them to agree to it.
And you are, I mean, all the senior advisors, I love this about all three of you, is that you want, if there's bad content being posted, you want it reported, because that's not what You Publish is for.
You can go to any page that we have where there's content, and there's a little spot where it says when people are looking at that content, it says, bad content, ? Report!
Absolutely. And I really respect that. That tells you that you're in a first-class environment, that you're safe, that you're being watched over, and that this is a community where people really care about you and your safety.
And we truly do, and we try to watch it carefully ourselves, but we also believe that the community that we will build and You Publish is that quality of community. We've already been viewed by people from 135 countries, and over a third of our users are already outside of the United States. We belong to the worldwide community, and we want to honor that. We do not want to offend anyone in this process.
That's fantastic. Absolutely. And the things that I found on there, I mean, I had to giggle. John and I were looking at all the titles and just wonderful, wonderful stuff up there, some whimsical stuff, some really, really heartfelt stuff. Things will make you laugh. Things will make you cry. Things will make you think. Things might make you mad because it's like these things shouldn't be happening in the world. And it's just every bit of it inspiring. And what I want to do right now is to give that link out again to our listeners so that they can claim their three free ebooks, which are Taming the Email Tiger, The Process of Achieving the Impossible Goal, Wealth, The Most Unselfish Process, and that was written by yourself. You wrote Taming the Email Tiger, correct?
That's correct. Well, we all three of us wrote all of the books. We shared in that, and the process how we did that is quite interesting. If we have time, the listeners may want to hear that.
I wanted to ask you about that as well. And what I'll do right now is I just put a bookmark in that thought, is give our listeners that link. It's www.youpublish.com/files/6571, and that will get you over to claiming your three free ebooks from Royce. And what the people will need to do, Royce, is to register at youpublish.com to receive that, correct?
That's correct. It's free. It's very easy to register. It will take them less than a minute. Then they'll be able to download those files onto their computer, and those files will be kept in their library on You Publish so they can access those at any time. And these three books, actually, they can download and use on their computer, read it on their computer, or transfer to any other computer device that will sync up with their computer.
Right, and they're PDF files, correct?
That's correct. PDF files.
Great. And would you tell our listeners what kind of files, just off the top of your head, what kind of files that You Publish accommodates, which is really one of the great factors about You Publish?
Now, the next statement the listeners may not believe, but it is true. We can publish any digital file in any format. Now, this is amazing. So we can take text files, we can take audio files, we can take video files, we can take sound files, we can take spreadsheets, we can take PowerPoint files, we can take anything that they have created, the medium that they like to create in, and we can publish it. We find, and the reason we've done that is we find that the creators of the world today are not limited to text. Gutenberg revolutionized the world with the press. We believe that a service such as ours, where people can go to at no cost to them and publish any file they want, and they can give it away for free, or they can make it, like you mentioned earlier, 50% commission on the sale of that.
Mm-hmm.
We think that that's really opening the doors for people to use this service. We find that the younger generation especially are starting to express themselves through different media. And
yeah.
they are now not reading books as much as they are listening to books, as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And they are also creating and writing, and they're maybe text filing each other, but they are listening, they're sharing, they're looking at video, and they're very conversant in computers. And so the purpose of this particular site is to enable them to share those creations and to share them broadly. In fact, that's why we are putting a future emphasis on putting our site up in not only the major languages of the world, but every language that we find where there's a population of users, we will create a website in that language for them.
Fantastic. And you publish is also a social network, and I left out one very important thing that you publish is part Facebook, Amazon.com, as well as YouTube, and it's a social network like MySpace. So it's the best of the best out there, all rolled into one with other benefits that nothing else offers, correct?
That's correct. As you go to the site today, you will find that the social networking features have not been added yet. We are adding those in the next few months, but that will be added. So what will happen is these creators will be able to create around them a universe of users, and users can create a universe around them of similar users, so they can create open or closed communities.
Mm.
And so those open communities could be to the world around themselves, or they can make a closed community. For example, scientific researchers could use the website to exchange confidentially files with each other.
Mm.
And or you might have an author of a book or a creator of music where they would want to create a small feedback loop with a small group of users, and they could create a closed site to do that. Totally free on YouPublish.
That's fantastic. There really is nothing else out there like this. And what are you most excited about around YouPublish, Royce? I know that seems like a strange question. I know there's something in your heart that leaped when I said it.
Well, there is, and it's two words. It's called Wisdom Exchange.
All right.
I have traveled the world over, and I see people living in poverty. I see people hungry. I see people yearning to want to pull themselves up and to do more, and they don't have access to this information. That's why we're working with organizations such as the UN, Grameen Technology, Mark Victor Hansen Foundation, and others to make sure that through technology we can raise the level of literacy and we can drive out poverty in this world. And to me, it's a great wisdom exchange. Now, we only have 1.3 billion users. We don't have all the people in the world connected to the Internet today, but I believe by connecting to the 1.3 billion users on the Internet and all the languages there and sharing that information and sharing people's hearts with each other and the good things they have, that we can create a revolution in this world where people start having greater kindnesses and courtesies to each other and there's less fighting. I think understanding will melt down many of the walls of resistance that we've built between countries and cultures for centuries.
That's beautifully stated, absolutely, and I'm so glad I asked that question because it needed to be heard, it needed to be said. I'm going to give the link to the free gifts from you one more time before we go into the story of the 101 books that you three senior advisors wrote together and how much fun that was and how you accomplished that and how if you could do that, anyone can do anything. The link for the free gifts is www.youpublish.com/files/6571. Go there, register, claim your free gifts. They are Taming the Email Tiger, which is Royce's baby, the process of achieving the impossible goal, and Wealth, the Most Unselfish Process. Once you register, those books will be held in the library in your URL on the YouPublish site, and you can download them to your own computer and put them anywhere that you would like to read them. So now that I've said that, I would like to invite you, Royce, to share with our listeners about how you James and Mark Victor Hansen, James Skinner and Mark Victor Hansen, came up with 101 e-books ideas that can change your life. What was it that happened? Was it just you got together and somebody said, you know, I would like to do this. And then the other person said, well, you know what? I'll top that. I think I can do that. And you got talking and brainstorming like some kids on a playground, and all of a sudden, before you knew it, you had 101 books in how many days?
Yeah, Kate, that's just totally amazing what we did. We were in Singapore. James Skinner, Mark Victor Hansen had on stage at the National Achievers Congress been sharing seminar materials and thoughts together with over 2,000 people in a venue in Singapore and a venue in Kuala Lumpur.
Mm-hmm.
And James, on the airplane flying from Kuala Lumpur to Singapore, happened to be right by the side of Mark Victor Hansen. Mark Victor Hansen turned to James and said, you know, it's my goal to sell 1 billion books. Now, he's already sold 155 million of them, so 1 billion is not out of reach for him.
Right.
And James kind of sputtered and paused for a moment and says, you know, that's very interesting. My partner, Royce Kruger, and I have exactly the same goal. They both looked at each other dumbfounded. They thought each other had stolen each other's goals.
Mm-hmm.
And when they landed, we sat down and talked for dinner, and the three of us, we came up with 5 different ways to sell 1 billion books. And the way that I came up with is fundamentally what has turned into You Publish Today. But as we started to talk about selling 1 billion books, we thought the first thing we need to do is create a library. So we set a goal right there on the spot. We said we will write 101 books in 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we went about doing that. And the first way we did it is we went to the Maldives, and we actually sat down and drafted the outlines for the books, and we wrote the books, and we wrote over 40 books in about a week in the Maldives.
Mm.
And we were physically writing them on our computers. Now, these are short, easy-to-read books. I want the listeners to know that these aren't 200-, 300-, and 400-page books.
Right.
Because we were convinced that the public is not reading the longer books today. They want them shorter, easier to read, especially the younger generation.
Right.
So that's what the format we created them in. And then we flew from the Maldives to Singapore, where we had a wonderful group there that supported bringing together a large audience, and we taught the other books. We recorded them on MP3, had them transcribed, edited, and then we took all of the books, the 101, had them completely edited, reworked them, and on the 97th day, we completed with covers, with text, everything done, the 101 e-books that you can see on youpublish.com/ideas today.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. In 97 days.
In 97 days. Frankly, we were stunned ourselves. We thought we might go over 10 or 15 days, but everything fell in place, and a great system, great support staff helped us achieve that.
Oh, the brainstorming and the masterminding that must have been going on there gets me absolutely high to think about it.
Now, one of us would start off with a topic, the other one would join in, then the other one would join in, and then the first one would come back, and we were having conversations with ourselves. We were madly writing outlines between our presentations in Singapore. It was a time of high energy and the flow of energy, of pure energy through us. And if anyone's felt that, it's that godlike energy that
yep.
you get
yep.
was just phenomenal.
Yep. I've been there, done that, and I love that. And I believe that we can all access that all the time if we were willing and if we knew it was an option and available. And to be a fly on the wall, to watch you three go at it like that, and with your support system, of course, just the energy exchange, the stream of consciousness, if that's possible amongst the three of you to accomplish something like that, if we just made it on a grander scale and put it out in the world, which I think youpublish.com is attempting to do, it can shift consciousness. It can bring us together. It can make a difference in a New York second. And what Spiritual Hollywood is all about is raising consciousness through using Hollywood media, because media, I believe, is our best communication tool that we have.
I totally agree.
Besides prayer.
I absolutely agree with that one too.
Yeah.
And I totally believe in prayer, I believe in meditation, but I believe in the power of the media that's been given to us, and I believe it's a God-given gift.
Totally.
Anything, though, that can be used by God can be used in opposite forces.
Yes.
So we must be very careful as we use this to use it for the right purposes, and that's why we believe that You Publish must be able to provide the support in a variety of media.
Right.
so that people can express in the medium that is valuable to them, be it music, be it song, be it poetry, be it in writing, be it a combination. In fact, on our site, people can publish a folder full of multimedia, meaning literally they can have audio, video, sound, all the different types of media in one single folder. And some of our users are already taking advantage of that.
That's fantastic. And how much bandwidth does each user get?
Right now, we've given them 100 megabytes for a single file. That's what we've limited to, and we will open that up in the future, of course, as we gain greater users and as we gain more need, we will continue to expand and do that.
That's great. So you publish is incredibly media friendly.
We're very media friendly. Our developers, we call them a dream team. We think we have some of the finest developers architecting and engineering this that we have in the United States today. In fact, in the world, as far as that goes.
Yeah, and I remember at your presentation in Irvine, they came on stage and held up just how many pages and pages and pages of code went into upublish.com.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give out the phone number again and the link for the three ebooks. The phone number for USA only is toll-free, 877-876-5227. Toll-free for Canada only is 888-815-9756. And the direct line at BBS is 530-876-3222. And again, the link that will get you those three wonderful ebooks is www.youpublish.com/files/6571. So give us a call if you're not so engrossed in listening that you don't want to interrupt our stream of consciousness. And also go over to the upublish.com site to pick up the books, Taming the Email Tiger, The Process of Achieving the Impossible Goal, Wealth, the Most Unselfish Process, and enjoy those and enjoy upublish.com. So, Royce, about the Taming the Email Tiger, I haven't yet read it because I'm doing a gazillion things, and I need to read that so I can fine-tune my gazillion things. What made you think to write Taming the Email Tiger, which is, John has read it, and he said it's amazing, and he's really become such a model for me for handling and wrangling email.
Well, I would teach seminars all across the world, and in my seminars, many times I would teach time management. And as I would be teaching time management, I would ask my students, what is blocking your effectiveness of the use of your time? 80% of the time, they would say to me, it's email.
Mm.
And as they say, if I could control email, they wouldn't say if I can control it, they would say if people would stop sending me CC email, to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
They said if they would stop doing that, I would have more time. So I started to study it, and I found that there are several studies, and I started conducting my own straw polls with my students. The average executive, now mind, this is an executive, mm-hmm. is wasting, they feel, they are spending 2.5 hours a day on email on average, and they feel like they're wasting 40 to 50% of that on average. And if you start taking that time, that hour and a quarter for a whole week, people start to realize that they can be wasting an entire work day on email. And it's a huge waste in the United States today. It's a huge waste of time and the world.
Right.
And so what I started to do is I started to question people on how they used email. Now, I think if I have users out there that use a lot of email and they go to work and the email is a part of their work, this is what they'll do. They'll walk into their office, they'll sit down, turn on their computer, and they will immediately click on their email, and they will spend the next 2.5 hours on average answering email. Then at the end of that 2.5 hours, if they haven't taken a lot of interruptions and calls and so forth, some people are spending 8-9 hours a day doing their email. And what they will do is they will look up and they'll say, what else is important to my life today? And they're doing it exactly in the wrong way.
Mm.
Because time after time, as I coach executives, as I coach individuals, and I'll spend some time with them, I will find they have that exact habit pattern. And by the way, I find I can fall into that trap instantly if I don't think. And this is what a person must do.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to turning on their computer, mm-hmm. prior to turning on their email, they must in some form or fashion say, what are the top things that I must accomplish this week, today, this morning? And they must pick two or three things. Then they can open up their email. If the things in their email are leading them towards what's truly important to them, then they can continue to respond to it. Otherwise, they ignore it and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the end of day, I challenge every one of my users that I coach and work with to have their email box empty. Their inbox is empty.
Mm.
And that means that they must either trash or file, put away, so it's like having a clean desk, anything that would disengage them, that would disrupt them from focusing on what's truly important. So the next day they can open it up, they can see the fresh email, because what happens, literally, people will get hundreds of emails stacked in their email box, and they use it as a surrogate to-do list. And it's an awful way to manage a person's life. And it's truly an email tiger in their life. It's eating them alive.
Wow. And it can become an addiction.
It is totally an addiction.
Yes. I get over 1,000 emails a day because I do many, many different things. And I got to read your book. That's it.
Yeah, and I would just, let me just say this to you, Kate. Immediately, one of the things that you'll find that you can do on your computer is those 1,000 emails to some degree are important to you.
Yes.
And you want to be able to put them in the proper folders, mm-hmm. and your computer can do that for you. They can actually sort it and use the computer sorting function to do that.
Hmm.
Depends on the program. So you can then open it up one folder at a time.
Mm.
And as you open up one folder at a time, then you can address that topic matter, and you can quickly prioritize the ones in that folder.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess with 1,000, I would say that if you're really, really good and have enough time, you could probably respond logically to 50 to 100 of those a day maximum. The others you either got to delegate, you got to trash, or you got to recycle in some way,
mm-hmm.
or you've got to have some automated response to those individuals if they're
mm-hmm.
truly important to you.
Right, right. There'll be days where, honestly, I can't feel my bottom anymore because I've been sitting there so long.
Yeah.
And
it's not only your bottom, it's your head will start becoming numb too.
Everything.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, and then I walk outside and I think, oh my gosh, there's a world out here.
Right.
And, you know, it's getting to the point where I think twice before I turn on my computer.
Right. No, and you should.
Yeah.
You should think before you turn it on, know what your priorities are, because you cannot say no unless you have a burning yes inside of you. A little phrase I learned from Stephen Covey.
I love that. Say that again.
You cannot say no unless you have a burning yes inside of you. That's a Stephen Covey quote.
Hmm. I know about the one where you cannot say yes until you learn what no means.
Yeah, now that's a good one too. I like that one.
Right. So they're cousins. And they both are very effective at getting you to think before you act.
Yeah, and there's another one that says if you start with yes, it's very difficult to go to no, but if you start with no, you can always go back to yes.
I like that.
Yes.
I like that. That sort of reminds me of the audition process for actors that I've trained. I would say in an audition situation, if you don't come in with energy, then they know that if you come in with low energy, it takes forever to bring your energy up. But if you come in with high energy, then they can bring your energy down.
Yes.
And you're more apt to book the role if your energy is high when you walk in. But if it's low, they're not going to spend the time to bring it up. And a lot of times, it's not possible.
And by the way, that very same thing happens with interviewing. The very same thing happens with how you start meetings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a social interaction rule. I agree with you totally on that.
Yes. And I'm noticing our interview. It's full of energy.
Yeah, of course.
And it's only getting more and more and more. I believe in the upward spiral.
Yeah, I believe in it too.
Yeah, yeah. And if I feel myself being pulled into a downward spiral because I'm human, I pull up on the controls before I crash and burn. And then that takes years to get to the point where you can catch yourself in the act.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Kate.
Yeah, and it's possible. You can get yourself to train yourself to do these things and train yourself to prioritize before you turn on your computer and stick to it. So Taming the Email Tiger, I recommend everybody run, don't walk, to get that book and read it. So what I'm going to do is print it out and take it with me to what we call our national park, which is a lovely park we go in and just breathe and commune with nature and maybe sit down and read that book there away from the computer. So, but everybody, check out that book. It's going to change your life, guaranteed. I know it's going to change mine. I'm very excited about that. So, Royce, after all these accomplishments that you have, what is the one legacy that you would like to leave that you haven't accomplished yet, if there is anything?
The reality is, believe it or not, I'm working on it right now, and it is youpublish.com.
Great.
Because what I want to open up is I want to open up the information channels of the world. I want people communicating heart to heart, mind to mind, spirit to spirit with each other.
Wisdom exchange.
And it's totally in this wisdom exchange. It's a heart exchange. It's a spirit exchange. Because, you know, we build these prejudices. Our lives are full of prejudice. We prejudge. But when people are able to meet someone firsthand or their works or see the beauty of what they have, and they can rub shoulders with each other, even if it is through the electronic age that we have, the electronic systems that we have,
mm-hmm.
we can break down those walls that we have. It's terrible. There's no reason for war. There's no reason for hatred in this world. We can love each other. We can care for each other. We can respect each other. And this information exchange, this wisdom exchange, is a way of mobilizing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I would like to do. I'm 60 years old, and yet the greatest contribution of my life is ahead of me. I feel like I'm on the track of it with youpublish.com and other coaching and training and development work that I can do with people.
Right. And you know, just to be around you, the energy you exude, you know, age is truly just a number. It's just a number. And it's true for Mark Victor Hansen, too, and James Skinner. I don't think he's ever going to grow old either. And, you know, just the energy between the three of you and the synergy that I witnessed and observed just makes me feel fascinated at how you attracted each other.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to me.
Yeah, it is. It's fascinating. We think that a power greater than us brought it together.
Yes.
I've known James Skinner for years. Mark Victor Hansen I've admired from the sidelines of what the work he's been doing, and has become one of my heroes in life for the great works that he put out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was marvelous to have him join. And we believe there was some intervention work that brought us together. And I do believe in that happening. I believe, Kate, the reason you and I know each other is for the very same reason.
Yes.
We had some ears and hearts we needed to touch with this conversation this evening.
Yes, I agree with you 1,000%. I love it. We are so on the same page. It's divine intervention. And there's one thing that I love to do. I love to do it. And it was totally called forth divinely. And I take my orders from the divine. Another thing you probably don't know about is that I'm the co-creator of quantum hypnotherapy. And what that is designed to do is bring a person back to their true nature, to their divinity, in 1 2-hour session. We've done 167 sessions, and every single one of them were successful to that end. And what we've done is, with the permission and agreement of the client, that I work with a certified hypnotherapist named Alex Schief. And Alex, if you're listening, hello. And it's called QH2. He puts them under hypnosis, and then I come in as an intuitive empath and life coach. With their permission and agreement, remap the blueprint of their life and sort of take out the old software that has been running their life and hasn't been working, and with their permission and agreement, install the new software. So what we basically do is we take the pain that they've been living with and just leave them with wisdom. So that's a wonderful wisdom exchange there.
That Kate, that is totally awesome, that process, because we do need to remove from our lives that which is holding us back. We're literally damned. We're stopped. When we can remove that dam, replace it with what you might say in today's computer terminology, be reprogrammed,
mm-hmm.
to find that greater wisdom and to tap into the wisdom of other people who are able to find through their experiences the principles, the truths that will help other people and help people to inculcate that into their lives. I think it's marvelous. What a wonderful process that you have.
Oh my gosh, I'm telling you, I'm high for days after every session.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. That must be exciting.
Yeah, and like you too, Royce, you know that when you're living your purpose, that it gives you vitality, it lights you up, you could do it all day, you never get tired, it's not work, you can't tell if you're working or playing because you're doing both.
That's correct.
And that's the way you are, and honestly, if I could adopt you, I would adopt you, and I'm declaring it now, I want to adopt you. So you can be my family member because
Thank you very much, Kate.
Yeah, everybody.
I accept.
Well, thank you. Done deal then. So it's just, you know, marvelous that you're on the planet. And I'm seeing that word in my mind's eye as P-L-A-N and another word, I-T.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one before. That's excellent.
I made it up.
Okay, great.
So the fact that you are, you know, king of time management and organizational skills, and you value life so much that you want every person you touch and every person on the planet to make best use of every moment of their life. And that's what I see when I look at you.
I want them to feel love. I want them to be loved, cared for, feel like they're important, make a contribution to others, serve others, open their hearts to all mankind, and find this world as a loving, caring place, and drive out the greed, drive out those emotions and feelings that we have that prevent us from becoming the best that we can be. That's what I really envision with people.
I see that. That's so clear. And youpublish.com, for me, after looking through some of the titles and experiencing some of the heartfelt works of people from around the world, it's a place to go saturate yourself with community.
It is, and we hope the people will also share their community. I'm supposing that many of the people that are listening tonight are creators.
Oh, yeah.
And they have great talents that they can share, and here's a great medium that they can use to share that. And
yes. Do we have a caller? Hello? Do we have a caller? Hi. What is your name?
That was a perfect segue.
What was that?
My name is Jay. And that was a perfect segue.
Yes, I think so. Welcome. Thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Royce?
I'm really enjoying the show and the ideas that you have. And I have a book fermenting that I'm already working on. And this was just a wonderful venue because I hadn't even got to the point of looking for publishing and things like that. I don't even know about things like that. I just know the book needs to be written.
Right.
I just appreciate this venue.
Well, thank you very much. And we hope that you will, as you write your book, you can take a chapter or two and test it with people. You retain all the publishing rights. You retain all the copyrights yourself. We are just a platform to support you. You can test price points. You can build a community around you to give you some feedback on it. And if you desire,
all of that online.
And you can do that all online. You can test titles for your chapters. You can test titles for your book. You can use it as a testing place. And we encourage you to use it in any way that you see fit.
It's like a laboratory.
It is like a laboratory.
Perfect divine timing that I listened to this program today. Perfect divine timing.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Santa Cruz.
Really?
California.
Wonderful.
Oakville.
Yeah? Wonderful.
We've got all these fires, so it's very smoky right now.
Oh, that's too bad. So let me ask you
this. The book was just like, from my experiences, I just wanted to write it, and I had no idea about publishing or anything, but I knew something would open up if it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of an answer to a prayer. I said, if this book is necessary and needed by other people, then the doors will open, and boom, there you go. You open the door. Thank you.
Oh, it's one-stop shopping, one-stop publishing. You're just going to have so much fun at youpublish.com.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking that up as soon as I finish listening to your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And good luck with everything.
Blessed be.
Blessings. Well, that was great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You know, Kate, 81% of the people in the United States and the other developed countries of the world want to publish a book, specifically
yes.
a book.
Yes.
We find that as we talk to people, it's not only books they want to publish, that they want to publish these other files types that they have, the music and photos and so forth. When I launched my own site, which is youpublish.com/Royce, R-O-I-C-E,
mm-hmm.
the first thing I put up was my photos, because I enjoy photography, I enjoy nature, so I shared those with the world.
Wonderful.
Those were the first things that I put, then I started to share.
Yes, I have a few books I'm writing. There's Tell me what you think of this title. Be the size you recognize, a personal regimen of physical fitness, emotional fitness, and spiritual fitness.
Oh, that's perfect.
Because if you work on all those areas, you will be the size you recognize.
No, you would totally be that.
Yes.
And people, when they would be the size of all of those, they would actually grow. They would actually build. They'd have a great synergy, if you would. They would find a great energy within themselves when they nurture all of those dimensions of their life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that would just spread out because energy, we're all energy. And when one person grows, it absolutely serves the entire world. And what John and I do is in our relationship with one another, John Steller, my sacred partner, my God-intended sacred partner, that was divine intervention, big time. We use our relationship with one another to raise frequency in the world. And that's an upward spiral where we set each other up to win continuously in life and in business everywhere. And I see a world where we're all doing that for one another. And if we're not modeling that here in our home, then we're out of integrity with what our intentions are. And our intentions are the same as yours, Royce, even though, you know, we do different businesses. And it doesn't matter if you're a barista at a coffee house or a dry cleaner. If you've got these intentions in your heart, you can make a difference doing what you're doing right now, where you are, without having to do anything else. You can just shift your consciousness and your perspective and go from nowhere to now here in a heartbeat.
I totally agree with you, and it can be very purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
It is not accidental. You don't have to wait. You can take the initiative and do it with yourself now.
Now.
And you can build that sustainable energy force by working on the spiritual, mental, social, physical aspects of your life. That this morning when I ran 3 miles, that was as important to me as sitting down and meditating or doing my work today, because it was a source of energy to me.
Absolutely. I'm not surprised you did that, and just tickles me pink. I mean, it's just, I can see you doing it. And you'll be doing it for the next 20, 30 years, I'm sure.
I hope it's at least 20 or 30.
Absolutely. There's no reason for it not to be. You've got a purpose here, and you're fulfilling it. And I'm just so happy you were born.
And likewise, Kate, and this such wonderful energy. And you know, when you get like-minded people together like that, and they have that intent and that sharing, it's just amazing what happens.
I know. And that's why I'm so excited and fascinated by you three senior advisors of yourself, Royce Kruger, Mark Victor Hansen, and James Skinner, getting together and putting together youpublish.com and writing the 101 books. And, you know, you're selling 1 billion books by all the contributors to youpublish.com all on its own. And there are many, many ways to do that. And this is just one of them. And to allow the world to be a part of your sandbox, your playground that you created together, it's just remarkable and fantastic, and I want to thank you for doing that.
Well, it's my pleasure, and frankly, that was my dream that I brought to Mark and James, is to do it through other people, not just ourselves, because we need the energy of the world to lift the world, and when people start contributing, they start participating, they become a part of the solution, not the problem.
You know, I got to tell you something. I have another Katie-ism, and it goes like this. If you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the pollution. So be the solution.
That's totally true.
Yeah, and that's what I heard you just say.
Yeah, that's what it is, and participate. And here it is for free for people to take YouPublish for free to use this to their advantage and share with the world. We consider it our gift to the world.
Yes.
It's our gift that we're giving them.
Yes, and people get to make 50% of whatever they sell, which is unheard of. It's a place where you can become a professional writer. Even if you sell something for 50 cents or $1, you're still a professional if you sold your work. And it's a great laboratory for people to test out their talents and their gifts. And they'll be surprised at how wonderful they are when other people give feedback about something they felt bashful or shy about, and they're publishing it, and they get this great feedback. It'll give them more confidence to create more and to get in touch with the God inside of them, which is all that gifts and all that talent that they came here to bring the world. And a lot of people are holding that back, but they don't know they're doing it. And YouPublish is a great place to experiment and play and let the child in you run wild. So let me just give that website again and the link for the 3 ebooks. It's www.youpublish.com/files/ 6571 to collect your free ebooks, Taming the Email Tiger, The Process of Achieving the Impossible Goal, and Wealth, the Most Unselfish Process, and it really is. We have 1 minute left remaining, Royce, and I just want to say, whatever's in your heart right now, bursting to get out, say it, please, to our audience, and just let it rip.
Well, what I'd like to ask them to do is to please join with us, become a part of this wonderful world of publishing, sharing, music, songs, be able to share with the world your greatest talent. You know, you feel it inside right now. Let it come. And here's a beautiful gift we presented to you, and take it to the world. Use You Publish to share that. We believe in great forces. We believe in the spirituality. We believe in the soul of people. Let's talk soul to soul, mind to mind, heart to heart until we build this world into a far better place. It's a good place now, but it can be far better.
Amen and a woman. Well said. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank our listeners for tuning in, and thank you, Royce, for making time. This
thank
has been
you, Kate.
An absolute pleasure. You're welcome. And this hour has gone by so fast. I want to invite everybody to take a deep breath, stand up really tall, and love yourselves. And remember, the last six letters of attraction are action. So create the life that you want. Go to youpublish.com and write something and post something and see how wonderful you are. Thanks again, Royce. Thanks, everyone.
Thank
you. Good night.
Bye.